Quinnipiac finds Braley polling stronger with women by 11 percentage points and Ernst holding a 4% lead with men. Diane Bystrom, director of the Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women in Politics, says this is not surprising since the gender gap is more driven by partisan politics than the sex of the voter.
I think the important thing for Joni Ernst is she has a very small gender gap in her base between men and women. And so I think because she's a woman, she has a smaller gap in that base of support than would a male Republican candidate.
Bystrom points out respondents say Braley will do best on every stereotypical feminine issue listed, issues like health care and gun control. She says this isn't unusual since feminine issues are more linked with the Democratic Party and masculine issues with the Republican Party. If Ernst wins the November election, she will be the first Iowa woman to serve as U.S. Senator. For Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bowden.